Welcome back to the Black Women Behold podcast. We're your hosts, Markia, Kim, and Anisha, and we are Black women working on being whole. Now, I know it's been a little minute. We haven't been around, but we're back like we never left. So please note we missed you. We thank you for your patience, and we're just happy to get back into it on for episode 8. And today we're going to, you know, explain the hiatus a little bit, but also talk about how we can work on decompressing, taking care of ourselves when life gets a little hectic and crazy. And as you can tell, we haven't talked to y'all since April, so it's a little while.
Yeah.
But before we even get into that, I want to do a check-in. So Kim, Anisha, how are y'all? What are y'all working on this week? What have you seen that's been crazy? Let's talk about it.
Girl, I have been, it's been a long time. So I have been in South Carolina. I left New York in April, go help with my auntie. So I came down south. So I'm surrounded by family members, my brothers, my nieces, nephews, cousins, aunts. It's a lot of people. So I'm reconnecting, which I really enjoy. By the way, it's like 94 degrees, like in the 90s around here. So it's hot like fuck. And so I've just been kind of like working remotely, I guess. And it's been good, but it's also been sort of very interesting. The things that I'm going through mentally, being here, not being in the hustle and the bustle of New York and the city, and kind of like really slowing down. You know, I sit on the porch every morning just to greet the day, which has been interesting. So just trying to figure out when this is all over. Mm-hmm. How am I going to keep some of the things that serve me and reintegrate back into my New York life? Because the friends and the good times are there. And the good times are here too, girl. Sitting in the yard, eating some damn wild hog and drinking Bud Lights. It's a lot.
Oh, shit. It's very on brand for the demographic.
It's country.
No, you country. You hit a stick.
It's country, girl.
For real. She sent a video and I was like, is that a dirt road? Where
it's
are you?
Dirt road, girls. Trees.
I was afraid for her life. I was like, everybody think coming to New York is dangerous. I was like, that shit right there looks dangerous to me.
Bitch, let
I'm
me tell
good.
You
There's
something.
No light. It's too dark out there for me. I'm good.
I'm scared of the dark. I'm scared of the dark down here.
You're in the wrong place.
It's where's the lighting, you know? Give me like my little, you know, my robbers, but this is different energy. So they hunt, they live a, you know, good, you know, simple life, because you got to learn how to drive. You got to know to drive. So I don't drive. So I just be sitting on the porch looking at people whenever
well, as
they
your
show
friend
up.
Of 20 some odd years, I would love for you to learn how to drive while you're there.
Ooh.
I would appreciate it. Put a lot of, take a little pressure off of me.
Shots fired. Shots
bang
fired.
Bang. Why? Because we got a road trip in 2 weeks and you don't drive and our other friend doesn't drive. And my kid, that would be me doing all the drive.
But has a license.
I hate that for you.
Thank you. Thank you. And you're a driver, so you get it.
I do.
Markia, it's some bullshit. Like, I'm so angry with them inside. I'm so angry.
You should be mad at the other person who does have a license and has never driven us. There's two drivers. There's only one active driver. Let's be very clear. There are two licensed drivers, one active licensed driver.
I don't have time to work with people in their anxiety. She's going to do that somewhere else. I just wanted to drive and keep us safe. So, okay, go ahead with your story. I'm sorry.
I said, you know, and working on stuff and just, you know, trying to get it together. I'm out here trying to, you know, be a cool good stuff. And it's interesting. I was on Tinder, like, what you doing out here trying to get with a man out here? All these truck drivers and hunters, everybody in the damn army or the military. It's a very different energy of men out here. But, you know, somebody that could build me something. Work
definitely
with their hands.
Could build.
Outhouse? What you need them to build?
I don't know. I don't know. But they could build it, whatever it is, you know. So trying to keep it cute. That's it. What about you? What's going on? Who's next?
I guess I'll go.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the reasons why we weren't on, because I had COVID for the second time this year. Let's be clear. We're only in month 5. I've had COVID twice. This time it pretty much took me out, y'all. Mm-hmm. My breathing is not what it used to be. It's very labored. I was on the phone the other day with a friend and I just couldn't breathe. And they were like, yo, are you okay? You're not doing anything but talking. I'm like, I know. I mean, the smallest thing, like going up and down the steps. I went to my workout class and I was shit. So that's been pretty stressful. I need to go to a pulmonary doctor. So last time we were supposed to do the podcast, I had COVID and I couldn't do it. So that's one thing that's been going on. The other thing is that we officially closed down my office, the physical office, just because, you know, there's no one there. Rent in New York is pretty high. So I'm going to be working from home for the next at least 7 months. And so I'm redecorating my whole apartment. And if you're a New Yorker, you know that you pretty much stay in your apartment for a long period of time, because that's what New Yorkers do, because we don't want to pay $5,000 rent. So I've been in my apartment for a pretty long time and I've been going down memory lane, and boy, it's been rough. I just showed the girls, I have these, what is it, the caricature pictures that they do like downtown that they draw for you. I'm like, oh, look, guys. Me and fiance number one. Oh my God. Wait, look, me and fiance number two. Like, I got so many pictures and so much stuff. And it just kind of took me down memory lane of like all my relationships. And oh, I have this thing, guys. So I was in sixth grade. It's accommodation. That's what is, like this little card. And it was like outstanding work on your, the work that I did on the Black History Collage.
Sixth grade.
When I was in sixth grade, it got stars on it, y'all. It was from the principal, signed it. I was in class 6315. Listen, I just found like something when I was on a debate team in the eighth grade. I got a hoarding problem, y'all. I just want to get on here and say it. After going through all of this shit, I got a problem. I got my sixth grade graduation dress, which was lace, which really looks like my wedding dress.
Wait a minute.
It's in a bag. Y'all, it's in the back. I have it. I'll show the ladies later. It's my sixth grade graduation dress, and it looks like my wedding dress, y'all. I loved lace since I was a child.
You identifying patterns. You're like, I've always been this way. Holy shit.
No, and I'm looking at pictures of, like, you know, when I was, you know, in college and all types of stuff. I still got papers, y'all, from graduate school, from undergrad. I just ran into a paper. I got like a C+. I was like, damn, I thought I was a better student. My grandma used to be fucked up, y'all. Just want to throw that out.
Damn. That's hard, because you like, what if you get triggering shit? You're like, wait a minute, what? Wait a minute.
I've been trying not to spiral. So I've been redecorating my apartment. That's what's been going on. And so, you know, we always do kind of what's the craziest thing that you read or saw this week. And can I just tell y'all, the ladies don't like it, y'all. Let me just be clear. Like, they hate it. And every time it's like, why we still hate is very strong. Do this? Okay.
It's mild annoyance.
You're not a fan. You're not a fan?
Okay. I would agree.
It's mild annoyance.
Okay.
We suffer through it because we got to think through something versus like, oh, what am we talking about today? Also, I just actually do want to point out, we can't really be that organized because these damn agendas don't come through but too late. Like, I can't get thought through of things.
Wow.
Shots fired again. Bang,
those
bang.
Were aggressive shots.
You know, do we want to be like, okay, what are we talking about today? Oh, now let me find something in line with it.
What we talking about today, you find out today. That's how we doing shit now. What we doing today, you find out today.
So, you know, I gotta work my thick on your feet muscle. That's all. That's what I'll do.
I'm only helping you. That's what it sounds like.
That's it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now I appreciate that. You seeing that. Okay, and I'm gonna give this because I thought it was interesting.
Wait, but Marquia didn't go. We don't know.
No, I wanted to. Oh, I thought you wanted me to answer everything at one time.
You can go for it, girl.
Okay. Well, I didn't do that. I followed a different model. I'm sorry.
It's okay, guys. We're still getting back into the swing of things. Be patient with us today.
Do you see this? This is a lot going on, y'all. We generally would have paused this and not let y'all hear any of it, but I think that something has changed in us when we're like, just fuck it. Like, this is it. Hey,
raw and uncut.
Yes. So I have a PSA to all the parents out there. All of y'all parents out there that do edibles, keep them away from the fucking kids. Okay. A fourth grader in California bought some Skittles to class that was not actually Skittles. It was cannabis candy. and he gave it out at recess to all of his fucking friends. Now everybody got high. Okay. Hey. So parents, keep your stash away. And if it comes in those cute little bags, because I've seen them, and it really is unfair to kids, take them out the damn cute bag, y'all. Put them in something else. Hide it. Because if the kids think it's Skittles, of course they're going to take it, and they take it to school. Candy. And then they're going to call ACS on you. Or whatever it is called in your state. Mm-hmm. Child Protective Services. They coming for your ass.
My argument is like, why is your child stealing? I think that's the bigger.
Oh, come on now. It's not stealing when you're a kid.
It is. Why are you taking things that don't belong to you? Why do you not understand boundaries? Why do you not understand? Ooh. Mommy said no.
I'm well, just maybe saying. They didn't say no. They were just sitting there.
How many times does parents take all their kids' candy on Halloween? So you know what? Open season, kids.
I don't agree with that, children. I wouldn't do that. Because then you might be high at school. So just be careful out there.
Our kid was giving that shit away at recess. Weed infused candy.
I'm sure everyone just like took a nap. I'm sure it was fine.
Nah, listen, them edibles be fucking you up though.
Like, for hours. Imagine what it did to them damn kids in fourth grade.
They had a very chill afternoon for that teacher, I am sure. Or they were laughing a lot, one of the two. But probably sleeping.
But no students were hospitalized, according to the district. I just want to put that out there. I'm done. That was my crazy thing.
Let's put a disclaimer on here. We do not condone drugging children, okay?
I don't condone it, but I also feel like it's not arsenic. It's not coke. It was weed.
Okay. We've been drinking coke since we've been drinking Pepsi and coke, right? Isn't it cocaine in that?
It was. Yeah,
it was, right? At one time?
There was in the beginning recipe. Right. Okay. Melatonin, people take that shit.
All right. I got one.
Okay,
you.
What's that?
Girl, monkeypox coming in New York.
Okay. Oh, it's in New York now.
It's in New York.
A New York patient tested positive for a virus related to monkeypox.
Nah.
You know what? We do not need no more shit coming.
Jumping off.
Like, no, but did y'all see what that shit looked like, though?
Yes.
Disgusting. I do not want to get that shit on my body.
And Legionnaire's disease. Like, come on, y'all. Like, it feels like motherfucking...
We're regressing.
Oh, what the hell? You like, imagine you had COVID and then you get monkeypox. You're like, well, what the fuck is going on?
Why? Meningitis.
Like, shit is really going backwards because niggas don't believe SARS. They don't believe in vaccination, you know?
This is this shit. This is Mother Nature. Like, I'm going to call the herd. Y'all motherfuckers didn't listen. I got you. And you're like, well, how you get monkeypox?
They giving it all to you at one time.
That shit is so wild. That's the wildest thing. Like, I'm coming back to New York to possibly get monkeypox or Legionnaire's disease because it affects your, you know, your respiratory, right? What Legionnaire's does. So, you know, I got long COVID too. I'm nervous about anything now. I'm going to use a fan, not an air conditioner. I don't care.
Yeah, something. I got to pray for us over here.
Sure. Bitch, imagine you get monkeypox. You like, no, right? Monkeypox.
I'm throw it away. No, thank you.
Throw it away.
Figure it out. I need to go live in a cave because I cannot be around people.
Not a cave, but yes. Agreed. So,
all right, wow. Miss Markia, what's going on in your life as we talk about monkeypox and weed candy?
Well, I'm pro edible for adults, of course. Yay. But yeah, it's been an interesting couple months, you know, dealing with loss in the family. You know, my grandfather passed away. So like processing what that looks like, noticing like changes in dynamics with like seeing adults in your life, like be sad. And like, you know, when you're older, they're a little bit more comfortable with emoting or a little bit more transparent, and like dealing with the fact that like, wow, is this a part of adulthood, right? Like, this is a part of it, seeing people you care about in pain and like trying to help navigate that space. So that's been interesting. Still working out of school in a fucking pandemic, and people for whatever reason don't believe that it's real, and I'm confused on how we're still at the whole it's a lie part when so many people have been getting sick. So dealing with that has been tons and tons of fun. Like just yesterday we had to close the school down because we had a teacher that came to work and was sick and didn't wear their mask and exposed like 124 kids.
Oh my goodness.
And then there were like four kids in the class that were already positive and they were on a bus. So it's just a cluster every day.
No, that's every really day. Shitty though, because what you said is it's like Fair East Side High.
Yes, like it's a lot happening also. Like it's a lot jumping off on a regular basis. And then like, you know, we're getting ready to prepare for our graduation ceremony and like parents are hell-bent on having that in person. So it's just, you know, it's a lot. Craziest thing I've seen this week in the last month. You know, the massacre in Buffalo is pretty wild. I didn't really talk a lot about it in on social media and stuff like that. One, because I just believe that people like that want to see Black people be sad and be fearful all the time. So yeah. I try not to subscribe to that energy. But I think what messed me up the most about that is it was a lot of elderly people. And like, mm-hmm. if you've listened to this podcast before, you know, I love my grandma. I saw one of the victim's grandchildren post and she was just like, that was my best friend, man. Like, she just wanted to go get some groceries. Like, why you gotta take my grandma? And that part just is really like, you know, it's like, it's sad. Mm-hmm. And like white people, like, I'm not laughing at the situation. I'm laughing at the logic and the rationale that they are scared to become a minority. And the only reason that you are scared to become a minority is because of how you have treated minorities in the past, right? Like, you are so concerned that Black and brown people are going to do y'all how you did us. And things like, if that was the case, we would have burned this bitch down by now, right? Like, we not worried about y'all. We just want to live in peace, not have y'all try to kill us. And like, on about our business, like, we're not that steeped in revenge and violence as they are. So, right. Yeah. So definitely that was pretty wild. You know, hopefully all the Black people are trying to take care of themselves. And if you are struggling to do that, hopefully today we can help you with that, because we're going to talk about how, you know, we've navigated these tough spaces over the last, you know, month and a half, and how we plan to, you know, get back to the fun and the joy and, you know, be happy and lighthearted and shit. Black girl joy, Black people joy, because we do have some men. Hey, cousin
all
Lenny.
The stuff. Hey, cousin Lenny.
Because cousin Lenny asked what happened to the podcast. So, hey, Lenny, we back.
He was like, y'all was the former Destiny's Child,
right?
Watch out,
broke
now.
Up. No, he definitely did ask.
Like, what happened to the band? Ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis.
Right. It was very much, very much giving that. But we back.
See the band.
So, you know, ladies, you know, you talked about having COVID, taking care of people, you know, navigating school in a panty. How are y'all taking care of yourselves? Like, what, how are you having fun? Are you in a space of joy right now? Or are you kind of just going through emotions? Like, how are you feeling in this moment right now?
Ooh, why you have to hit us like that, girl?
Sorry. That's a hard one. Oh, Lord.
Ooh, smack.
I do think that I got really caught up in work. And I stopped trying to find my joy daily. And there was a time when that was like, on the agenda for the day, right? Like, okay, what's gonna make you smile? What's gonna bring you some type of joy? And it just stopped and it just got like work again. So I think it's so important for us to make sure that we don't get caught up in that again, right? Because now a lot of us are back at the office. And so it's just like work all over again. So for me, I went out and I played miniature golf recently. And, you know, it may not be a big deal, but I laughed a lot and I had a lot of fun. And I think I really needed that, right? Like, you need to bring play back into your life, because I think it helps me relieve a lot of stress, right? And it kind of releases those endorphins, you know, those like natural feel good chemicals, right? And, you know, they say that it temporarily releases pains and promotes, like, you know, just a good overall sense of well-being. And, you know, girl got bad knees. I got a bad back. I got all types of issues right now in the 40s. So
I have to glue you back, girl. Glue you together.
I'm barely staying together right now. And then also my workout class. And I think that you could, this is a testament, like you understand this as well, Markia, because you work out a lot and you work out with the class. And so I got back outside working out with my class again. And it was just a lot of fun, right? Mm-hmm. You get to talk, you get to joke, you get to laugh. But also I'm trying to get my body in shape and kind of take care of my overall well-being. It helps me both mentally and physically. But yeah, I got to get back out here. And, you know, New York is it's going to be 90 degrees today. So I'll probably take my walk in the park later on in Central Park. So it's time for me to get back to the outdoors because that really makes me happy.
We love it. Get grounded. Be out there. Hug a tree, girl.
Do it, girl.
Do it. I've actually hugged a tree before in Yosemite Park and I fell asleep in the snow next to the tree. I was taking a photography class and they told me to become one with the tree. Like, okay, this is become one with the tree, y'all. And I sat by the tree and I went to sleep.
You don't like that woo-woo shit. Because when I took you to that movement class, you was like, I'm not into it. And it was like, Woody, get heart-centered. You was like, this is okay, but I'm not.
But became one with the tree and fell asleep by it.
I fell asleep, y'all, right? And when I woke up, I saw no one. So, like, I was with a whole group of people, and I woke up, and nobody was there, and I was scared. And I went back down the hill, and I saw a mountain lion, and nobody was down the hill either. I was like, where the fuck is everybody? How long was I asleep? Did I get left in Yosemite National Park? But yes, I've become one with the tree before.
Were these Black people that left you?
No.
Of course not. I knew it. Because Black people would be like, hey, nigga, get up. We leave.
Right.
It was only three Black people. And I don't know where they was at. I guess they didn't know where I was
they
at.
Fell they fell into the peer me. Pressure.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, let's just leave her. What?
Because it was like
where
25
did they teach
people.
You that at? Where did they? Yeah. Where you learn that from?
Questionable.
Left me. And one of them, me and her still friends. I might have to question the friendship.
I would.
No, you left me, man.
Y'all niggas just left me in the woods, like
in the fucking woods. And you know, wait, look, yeah, I know. I found pictures from that same trip.
Of course you did. This morning.
No, yesterday. I don't even want to say the date of that trip because I'm aging myself. Fuck. That trip was a long time ago. Yes.
Okay. It was a trip of the past.
Way back. Back in the time.
Let me go way back.
Okay.
All right, y'all.
That's so interesting. I'm gonna go next because I feel like I've got the New York thing of what I would have been doing. I'm actually doing something different because I'm doing country things. I gotta tell y'all. Listen to this. So my aunt wants to plant her things, like her peppers and her collard greens and the da 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 and the cabbage and the tomatoes. Mm-hmm. So someone, this guy brought a bucket of cow manure.
Oh, God.
The house.
Oh, God.
Like, mix it in with some soil, and then you can plant. And my aunt was like, okay, I got to go get some gloves, and I'm going to get you a pair, too. And I was like, ooh. Okay, hold on.
That's where I draw the line.
Hold on, Gertie. What you talking about? She got a country name, Gertie. Gertrude. Hold on, Gertie. What you talking about?
She said, that'll do it. You ain't got to worry about me.
Yeah.
You ain't got to worry about me.
Am I getting into horticulture and getting one with nature? Like, my family's very nature. Like, they eat possum. They eat raccoon.
Oh, God.
They eat squirrels and rabbits. Wow. It's wild hog season. So lots of wild hog. Deer season starts in August. So everybody's they're clearing the back area for the deer. It's a lot. It's a lot. It is certainly not my aesthetic from Harlem. Okay.
How are you enjoying the possum? Are you eating that?
No, I'm not eating any of that. Okay. I assure you, I'm not eating any of it.
No opossum for you.
I went and got my Dr. Prager's plant-based burger.
Okay, fair.
Enjoying that. You know, it's like, well, what kind of animal source is this? Okay, I can eat that because I just mentally I can't. So I've been like I said, getting up. I drink tea on my aunt's porch in the morning and I look at the trees and I listen to the birds. So like more nature stuff, because that's what I'm surrounded by. Like There's mm-hmm. no one near where my aunt lives. Like, you got to walk to the next house mm-hmm. and then you got to walk even further to get to another house. So it's very spaced out, like lots of, you know, not just people right next to each other, right? A few feet away. So it's a very interesting thing. It feels isolating, but I was like, yo, if the apocalypse comes, I'm gonna be good. Cause I could see motherfuckers. Like, it's a whole thing.
What the hell?
Listen, you got to
and you know how to cook
that.
A possum, bitch.
Not yet. So
my ass
would
be hungry.
Right.
Looking for vegetables.
I've been sitting out in the sun because it's been very like lots of vitamin D. I've gotten some color, which I'm very happy about because that I was looking bad out here. Like, you know what? I bet you look pale. Stop.
Not
it.
Casper.
Looking bad. And then I've been riding my cousin's bike. Okay. Like, I will get out and I will. For like an hour and a half, hour, ride this bike, like do a whole like trail. And it's been so, throw on some music, sing to like the top of my lungs because there's nobody there to judge me because I'm riding by myself. Mm-hmm. And it's just been so like rewarding for my mental health because, you know, I'm feeling like a little isolated or whatever. Or like I'm feeling this duality because I'm here, but my life is in New York and then mm-hmm. I'm missing things and I got to get back and I've got to, there's the business stuff and Anisha's by herself and, you know, then there's my 9 to 5 and then there's the tech company and then make, you know, I got to feed my aunt. So it's been kind of like, I guess you could say fractured, right? A little bit like just I'm frazzled because I'm all over the place. So mm-hmm. like it centers me a little bit. And so I've got to really figure out how do I make sure I can maintain that when I go back home where I live, you know? So those kind of things and, you know, just sort of just like sitting in silence, not talking to anyone, turn my phone off. I sit on a porch at night. It's a different energy. So I don't know what the hell I'm going to do when I go back home. I'm very confused about what I need, what I will need.
Yeah, because sitting on the porch will be very well, the balcony or the stoop will be very different energy than.
Oh, it's going to be 3 a.m. cars.
Right.
Disturbing my sleep. Summertime in New York is trash.
It's nothing like summertime in New York. Like, I need dad to be New York City. Excuse me. We live in Harlem. It's nothing like it. In the past 2 years, it feels like they was like throwing grenades. Remember? Like, it was, I don't know if it was,
it sounded like warfare.
It sounded like it was a war going on, like psychological warfare outside. It was waking us up at all times of the night. Like, they was dropping bombs outside.
Oh, Jesus.
No, it was crazy. We were like, but it was going on all over New York City, though. And we were like, what is going on? So, yeah, it's a lot of not sleeping. It's a lot of police cars. It's a lot of fire trucks. I mean, it's just noise. And so I think the interesting thing is that like when I'm
gunshots.
Somewhere where there is no noise,
mm-hmm. it's hard to sleep.
It's hard. That bothers me. That scares me. Like, I need noise. I think that I'm so comfortable in the chaos. And so without it, you know, I'm just like, what now?
Right.
Like, what is we gonna do?
I'm bored.
You could start setting random alarms so you could get the same feel.
City sounds. Yeah,
let's see. Am I in a state of joy right now? I think, I don't know. I had a therapy session. So yeah, you know, we talk about therapy. I do have a therapist. I have a new one. I like her very much. Hey Zaisha, I don't think you listen
yes,
to us.
Yes, we are very happy because that
we shouting out our therapist today. I like it.
Yeah. But she came in my neck this week and was very much like, I don't think you're enjoying life. And I was like, I'm sorry, ma'am. I do not pay you to talk to me like this. I don't know what you're saying here. And she was just like, it seems like you're very wrapped up in work and like you have very much like this routine set and like that's it. And
how did that make you feel?
Offended. I wanted to fight her. But I also appreciate that she says, like, I probably am gonna upset you, but we can talk about it. Like, she'd be like, that's fine, I'm okay with offending you, but we can talk about it and we can unpack why you are offended. And she's also like, you can tell me if I am wrong. She was not wrong per se, but like also like, ma'am, too far in my business.
Wait, so not that, the therapist too far in your business.
Yes.
As a therapist, how dare you?
Exactly.
You pay us to be all up in your business.
Not that I don't
all
pay you to be that
in
far
it
in.
And outside of it.
I didn't ask you to be that deep. So, you know, it was a little aggressive, but I do appreciate. And they had the audacity.
Assertive.
No, it was aggressive, and then had the audacity to end the session with a meditation talking about, oh, let's meditate. Girl, I do not want to meditate with you right now.
Meditate on this. No.
But I think she made a valid point. And I think, you know, a big part of that is wrapped up in work and like processing, working in a school in COVID, trying to keep people safe, noticing that other people, low-key feels like I'm being gaslit when other people are like, it's fine. And like seeing people walk around with no masks on, I'm like, we have 450 children in this building. And like, right. You think that this is okay. And like, y'all keep trying to say that this is normal. This shit is not normal. So like every day I'm just like, I know I'm not crazy. Like, this is wild. But then also like, not wanting to go outside too much because don't want to get COVID again, had it, not an enjoyable time, don't want to experience it again. Also don't want to get other people sick, like very paranoid about that. So, cause it just transfers so easily. So that makes me very like heightened and like, sorry. And you know, and I don't have a lot of time to do the things that I want to do, or I feel bad doing the things that I want to do because I don't want to be reckless or, you know, again, put other people in danger, whether they be known or strangers. Did go to Dallas between the time that we did have our last episode. With my gym, you know, shout out to Effect Fitness. And I enjoy those trips. We have another one planned, I think, in July 20 something weekend. I'll send y'all the information if y'all want to come. Y'all could sell workbooks and DC.
Oh, that's not too bad. We can make it to DC. Mm-hmm. We could drive up there.
July 21, because my birthday is July 20th.
It might be a birthday weekend. You can come through. Come on, we can be in DC, girl. Right. It's July 23rd. That's the class, is that Saturday.
Oh, we can do that. We can make it up there for that.
We can make it happen.
Oh, I don't know about these knees. Y'all be getting too low in y'all classes.
Well, you just get a brick in the back. Get a brick in the back. You'll be fine.
I want to say this. We have not gone back to your joy things. Like, we started and then we went on a tangent and then we went down this rabbit hole. So is Dallas, was it brings you joy?
I was getting to the joy.
Okay, girl. I want to make sure.
It's given that you're trying to be like my therapist right now. And like also like, it's getting a little too far in my things for my liking. But Dallas did bring me joy. It was good to see my trainer in person. I love him. He is great as a person. As a trainer, he is a terrorist. But when I tell you, Shan is probably one of my most favorite people. Like, anytime we're traveling, he makes sure that I'm able to go to the functions. He makes sure that I'm taken care of and like always just looks out for me. And I just think it's like, it's just very sweet. Again, now on Zoom, I cannot stand that nigga. But
like, oh Lord,
the worst. Like, we argue is, he's so annoying. But Shayon, the person, the kindest, most sweetest person. And that goes for most people at the gym. Like, everyone is just very welcoming and inviting. When they see me, it's like, you came, like, we missed you. It's just like a little reunion every time. So I'm definitely looking forward to DC. Only reason I went to DC is because it was a lot of like, are you coming to DC? I didn't see you in Dallas, so you should come to DC.
So I'm looking forward to seeing my people. I love that.
Yeah, it's very, very Black. So you know, it's just always just like, hey, like, look at us being Black together and working out and being healthy and shit. And like, they don't body shame, well, at least to my knowledge, anybody that I talk to don't body shame. But like, there's body types of all different sizes, and like, their main thing is like, just be healthy.
That's it.
And building community, and like, we just kind of cheer each other on, and I really love that. Trying to think of another joy thing. I made a fairly newest friend. She's really nice. Her name is Lauren. She is not Black. But she's really, really nice.
Word. Did we just add that on the podcast?
Yeah.
I made a saying. Friend, but wait, she's not Black.
Right. Cause that's one's like,
you have to
like,
put the caveat in there. She ain't Black.
She's not. I don't know if she listens, but if you do, hey Lauren. But I really appreciate how we met randomly at a restaurant. I usually meet most people randomly out and about. So I met at Nisha, just randomly out and about. And then Kim by proxy. But I enjoy my relationship with her because she's very bright. And I think in a lot of my pre-existing relationships, I didn't always have a friend that would be like, I think that this about you is great, and would try to find ways to amplify it. And just like being friends with her, like, has been really helpful to have someone to like cheers and be like, how do you not see this about yourself? Right. And like, kind of like forcing me to work on like treating myself as I treat others. And I just genuinely appreciate that about her. And she's just very smart. Like, she's a business owner, and just like, it's really cool to see someone like upfront be like, yeah, like, I built this from the ground, and like, I didn't have all these things, but like, I'm doing this now, and I want to use what I have gained to help and support other people. So like, she was willing to help support my school. She's willing to help support me if I choose to be an entrepreneur. And like, it's just a really cool dynamic to have. So
shout out to Lauren.
Yeah.
All right.
That's my girl.
We all need people like that. You know, yeah. I think it, when you think about like how people show up in your life, you know, the people that know you, like, you know, like me and Anisha, we can say things to each other, but for someone to externally see that about you too, mm-hmm. I think is also validating.
Yeah. You know, it's really cool.
Like, stuff that's like cool. That is awesome. I'm happy that you have that.
Me too. Yeah. It's always good.
Community building, girl, relationship building over there.
I'm doing my best.
And I think that it just shows that it does, it never has to stop. And I think mm-hmm. there are a lot of people like at a certain age, like, oh, I have all the friends that I need. Mm-hmm. And I too don't believe in that. And I met someone at a conference, and we went out to dinner last night and had the best time. I met another girl at like a panel discussion I did. And I end up meeting up with her this week to go to a sample sale. Hey. Mimi, Kim, I met up with Mimi the other day.
You met
up
with Mimi, girl.
Yeah, so like, it's just to show that you can always meet amazing people, and you can continue to build your community if you're open. And
that's really all it's about,
is being open to it.
Who's your bestie?
Her name is Zanetta. Shout out to Zanetta.
Hey,
we went axe throwing, and we had a ball. We played trivia. Then she, you know, we went to Chili's, had a little dinner. We've been doing stuff.
Margaritas.
Yes, we got the margaritas.
As
girl.
You should.
Got the margarita.
You could tell Kim somewhere in the South somewhere talking about she didn't went to Chili's. And she excited too, because that's all she had.
Listen, do you not understand? I need you to know that.
That was quality eating that night, girl. Was chilly.
We went to a big box restaurant. Happy. Shoot.
Not a big box restaurant.
I'm done.
But yes, Zanetta's my dog. She like, come through. Let's go. Okay, girl. She picked me up. She's like, I'm having a thing in my backyard. I'm coming to get you. I was like, okay. She said, I don't even know if you got something to do, but it doesn't matter. Let's make it happen. All right. You need people like that.
But I think this is showing how like you are trying to add playback into your life, right? Like, yes. You went out axe throwing. And you were connecting with someone, which is like really good. It improves the brain functioning, right? And so a lot of us who have memory problems, it kind of helps us ward off stress and depression. So I like that for you, Kim. Yeah. I'm glad that you're not just sitting on the porch. It's good to hear that there's more
drinking Bud Lights in my brother's yard.
Yes.
With a bunch of dudes. There's so many males in my life, family members, out of control. I was like, I need some feminine energy, because y'all motherfuckers, all y'all do is talk about hunting and drinking. I'm done. Mm-hmm.
So do you guys have any other type of play in your life? Or did you feel like when you became an adult, like, you know, that was kind of done, that part of your life? Because when we're kids, that's all we do is play. That's kind of our main job, actually, like school and playing. We don't really have anything else. But when you become adult, you have all of these other roles that you have to fulfill, and sometimes you don't have time for play. So I mean, me going to do like the golfing, Kim did the axe throwing. Marquia, do you do anything for play?
I work in a school. I mean, I get to joke all day with kids. Like, I've always, like, you know, the majority of my career from, you know, graduating, I worked 10 years in college admissions. So I was always around college kids. I got to, you know, stay abreast of the cool lingo and all that stuff. Right. Now I sound like an old lady, but, you know, I got access to that. Currently I work in a middle school. I get jokes all day. The kids that I work with, like, they're comedians, they're funny. Like, so I get to joke and play with them all the time. And then, you know, again, like, working out may not sound like playing, but it is to me.
Physical.
Yeah. And it's like, if you ever, like, of course, I'm like brand ambassador for Effect Fitness, but if you ever get the chance to catch a live class on Facebook or Instagram, or even download the app, it's just jokes the whole time in the class. Like, just the commentary from Dooley when we're doing boot camp. It's just fun. Like, I laugh throughout a majority of the workout. I laugh sometimes with Shan, not often, because usually I'm mad. But there is a lot of laughter in, you know, that. So that's really where my joy is right now. Like, listen to my podcast called The Read. That's my favorite podcast outside of this one, of course.
Okay. I was like, don't fuck that up, Markia.
Yeah. I was going to.
I was waiting. Don't you?
I'm great with words, but The Read was my first love podcast. Like, that was the first one I ever listened to. I love Kid Fury forever. So, you know, that listening to that, it's like listening to or joining a conversation with my two friends. Of course, I'm like responding to the podcast. They can't hear me, but I'm like, yeah, that's right. Or no, I don't, you know, but fun times in that way. Yeah.
Well, I think it's kind of like when you think about the different ways that play can be expressed, right? Mm-hmm. Like movement base, you know, I don't know if I could jump double dutch anymore. You know, a lot of people don't, they knees, you know, but dancing, you know, just movement, just getting things through your body, or like mental stuff. Like, you know, we play Uno with Mason, and, you know, that's fun for us because, you know, we get into a competition mode.
Like, board games, trivia. Board games. I think all of those things become like super important. It kind of really stimulates your minds and like help you be more creative.
Game night, just stuff like that is fun.
And listen, when you have game night, like, it really does improve your social skills, right? Because your verbal communication got to be really good. You got to work on your body language. You know, you got to have some teamwork in there because things could get crazy. Like, if you want a team and you're not doing well,
they're going to look at you.
They might let you have it. Mm-hmm. So, like, you
don't
really
play taboo with me if you can't give no clues.
Right.
Words is not your strong suit. Stay the fuck away from me because I will cuss you out in front of everybody.
Don't play spades with me if you don't know right. what's going on, because you're going to get cussed out there too.
And this is what I'm saying. And then you better figure out what your boundaries are, because people be taking it too far. Like, you ain't have to spaz on me. I know I reneged in spades, but like, I'm sorry.
Not a personal story.
No.
Listen, we've been at many spades games. Like, okay, you know what? You ain't have to go that hard on them.
You're going to have to sit on the side. Okay. So, yeah, I think, you know, we don't think about all of those things, but play does help us in so many ways. And just because we're adults doesn't mean we have to kind of get rid of, you know, that part of our life, because I think is really important.
I'm being very serious about the taboo though. Quick story. So I was in high school. I had this boyfriend named Calvin. Mm-hmm. Calvin came over to me with my family. My dad made dinner. We're now playing taboo as a family. This is a family game. Everyone is not good at taboo that I'm even related to. Like, I'm very much a situational, okay, like, if the word is like muffin, we got these last week at, you know, Stop and Shop. They went, oh, muffin. Like, that's how I play, because I don't have time to be figuring out what words not to say. Boyfriend at the time, he was a hood nigga. Fine. So we're playing. I get the card.
Oh, my
it
God.
Was, it was, the word was trail. So I said, here comes Peter Cottontail. Hopping down, and this nigga said the road.
He was over it. You like, you're done.
He ain't even tried. He ain't even tried when he said the road.
The way my sisters flamed him, the road, that doesn't even rhyme. You never heard that song.
Maybe he didn't, because he didn't have
That's
a mother who sang that to him.
Or read that to him. My dad Damn. Was trying to save him. He was like, you know, everybody doesn't know the same things, guys. You can't do, but it was embarrassing. It was embarrassing.
I can't.
Road, nigga. You couldn't even try to rhyme. You ain't even.
Maybe he doesn't know the word trail. Has he seen a trail? Has he been on a trail? Is Peter Cottontail even a thing for him? You know?
I mean, probably not. Again, a hood nigga. Probably not. It was probably Rakim the Rabbit that brought his fucking Easter Bunny shit. I don't know.
Everyone has to meet at their own place. That's why you got to get different kind of games for people. Like, you know,
I mean, but I love that there's a lot of like recreational teams, right? Like they got dodgeball, volleyball, basketball, softball. So like in the summer and spring, if you really want to find something to do, there are a lot of recreational leagues out there. And then, you know, at bars at night, you know, they be having trivia night. People love that stuff.
Trivia. You can't see me in trivia, baby.
My kids like, got- down. Go get that free tab.
They got those big Jengas. They got those big Connect Fours at certain bars. So, like, you know, you just got to kind of go out and find your fun.
Jenga is traumatizing, though. When that should be fun, I'd be like, oh, my God.
I love that stuff. I love
knock it down.
Jenga.
Listen, let me tell you something. And also making shit up. When I took Mason to my friend's barbecue, it was kids there and they didn't have anything. It was like, well, where the shit for the kids and me? Because I want to do something.
I want to play. Kim and I are always the ones playing with the kids at any event we're at. Me and Kim running around.
I don't want to be
like,
boring
got
adults.
No sense. No, I don't want to talk about the same shit y'all talking about. Where the kids at? I want to jump in a jumpy thing. I know my ass ain't supposed to be there. I got in there one day. The kid was like, you know, you too big, right? I was like,
kids are rude.
And then you know what I did? I jumped mad hard and the kid flew up in the air. Like, don't play with me, okay?
Not us talking about that. But I bought, listen, I got all the red cups and I said, y'all build something, and I had them kicking it, and then I made like little things that they could do, like, to, you know, their physical kind of strength. It was a whole thing, like, just with cups. Girl, I got good imagination, okay? Listen, I like to play you know, whose line is it anyway? Like, I'll just take like three things, but like, okay, make something, you know, just to keep people in a thing, you know, in a connected thing. Cause I don't want to hear about your job. I don't want to hear about the shit that don't make you happy.
I want to hear
about
you
gonna depress
job.
Me. Right. I don't want to talk to you. Like, just so write that shit in a journal.
Oh, but I'm telling you, Markia, my house is filled with board games. Kim will let you know. Anytime I go somewhere, I got card games, I got board games, and now I'm always on Facebook. You know how those ads always come up, some game they selling, some black game,
and you buying it.
I just bought one. It's called Ox God.
And oh, it's like, yeah, I've heard of that one.
Yeah, I just got it, so I'm so excited. And so it's about music, y'all. So, like, there'll be a card, and then, you know, you battle in another team who can play the best song. So, I think that they talked about, like, P. Diddy and a family. Like, so we would both have to, you know, put a song on, and then a judge will tell you, like, which one is the better one.
I so love I that for that. Us, because let me tell you, when I was at that trivia spot, they was asking shit, and me and Zanetta was like, girl, we don't know that. We never heard of that.
We
before.
Need black trivia. Like, that's it. That's, like, no, seriously, black people need black shit. And I think that these people who are building these games, they realize that, like, we just need black shit for us.
Yeah, it's just about our point of reference, our cultural point of view. Like, I don't care about Taylor. They asked a question about Taylor Swift. I was like, what?
Have you asked me about Beyonce or Kelly Knowles? I might know, but I don't know about Taylor.
Who's Kelly Knowles, bitch?
Did I just put it all Kelly together? Rowland? Did I put Beyonce and Kelly together in one sentence, y'all? Kelly Rowland.
I was like, who the heck? I made up a whole new person.
And you know she's a Beyonce connoisseur, so she over here like, Anisha. No, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't. So. All right, y'all, we got to wrap this. Okay, so we really need to give some people some takeaways. Really, like, how do you bring play back into your life? And I think the number one is what Markia is doing. She spends time with children. Like, she observes and plays. She listens to their conversation. She just plays with them. I think that's a big way to bring play back into your life. Y'all need some kids in your life. If you don't have your own, or if your kids are grown or whatever it is, y'all need to just go play with some kids sometimes, but not in like a creeper kind of way.
I was gonna please give that.
I know.
Yeah, let's spend time with children.
Spend time with children and play with, okay. It doesn't have to always be the creeper one, y'all.
Yeah.
Okay. To be very innocent and light and fun. Okay, I put the disclaimer out.
Engage with them.
Engage with them. Yes. Engage with them.
Right.
Even just talking with them, like, they're just so interesting. And the things that are important to them will make you really think about, like, am I really focusing on the right thing sometimes? Kids are just dope.
They are.
I also think there's something to, you know, kind of trying to choose to be in a happy and joyful mood is hard, right? Like sometimes it's hard when shit is hard. It's like, bitch, I don't give a fuck about smiling. I just want to sit in my house and, you know, be in the dark. That's what I like to do. But there is something to choosing to be happy. There is something to choosing to focus on things that bring you joy. Usually when I'm in a funk, I try to figure out like, what was one positive thing that happened that day? What was a win? Or at least start the day with like, if I accomplish X, then I had a good day, right? Because there are so many things that can go wrong. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be anything major. It could be very well like, you know, I didn't cuss anybody out today. Wow, that's great.
Gratitude, gratitude.
I love that. And despite like everything falling apart, I didn't, you know, call nobody a piece of shit. So go me. So
listen,
I think
that matters. Listen. What you say and what you don't say.
Right. Every win counts, man.
Yes. That's right. Yes. I think I participate in a variety of arts, sports, activities. Mm-hmm. Whenever you can to expand your horizons. I think, you know, sometimes we don't think of ourselves as like, I'm not this person. Well, go try it and see if you mm-hmm. are, you know. I think you can get wonder from that. You can get really, you know, positive interactions, right, with people, and be able to like really discover things about yourself. Also, movement really does help with your mental and emotional health, right? You mm-hmm. know, getting outside or doing something, even if you're just, you know, participating in something online. It will really help you, you know. And I think a lot of us, we're so stuck sitting all the time, not realizing how it contributes to like the decline of our mental health and physical health. And it's all connected, like with your body, right? So
I mean, I think you got to have a play date. We could have an adult play date. I was thinking about having like a whole day of play in the park and inviting all my friends. Work him. She gave me this weird look. Y'all, I can't see her.
I was like, yes.
Oh, okay. Was that a yes? I didn't know. Yeah. A whole play date, I think, could be fun. And you know, you can kind of create like a play drawer, like somewhere in your house where you have all these things like board games and card games and coloring books. And they got Play-Doh for adults, y'all. I'm not saying that. I don't know what you're making. If you're making dicks and stuff, I don't know what you're making with the Play-Doh. But they do have it for us. Or y'all could just go old school and have some Legos. Y'all could have a whole Lego party. Mm. Like have every couple people come over and y'all just build some shit. I'm just saying.
Or you
like,
can play Dungeons and Dragons and LARP. You could do stuff.
Come on, live action role playing for those that didn't know what LARP meant.
Okay, because I didn't. I was like, maybe y'all ask when the podcast is over. But what the fuck does that mean?
Got so you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's it.
Live action role play.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I do that. Okay. I like that.
That's the folks that be going to Comic-Con and shit like that.
Yes. Okay, we're gonna go to that festival up near the park. I'll let you know so you can go experience it.
Okay, that I might think is a little weird, but all right, I'll go.
Nope, just embrace it and enjoy.
Right there, you are.
Nothing is weird. It's an experience.
It's an experience.
It may not be an experience for you, but maybe it's not weird. Maybe it's just you know,
it's different.
It's a whole genre. It's a genre.
It's a whole vibe.
It's a genre.
All right. So we wrapping this up today, y'all.
Yeah, I think this was fun. Get what I did there.
It's spring, summer. Go outside and have yourself a good time. That's all we talk about. We've been dealing with COVID. We deal with mass shootings. We deal with so much heavy things from day to day, especially as Black people. Microaggressions, you name it.
Turn that damn TV off. Mute
right,
that
turn
damn
the TV
media.
Off. Let social media go for a little while. Unplug and go have some fun. That's it. Just go have some fun.
That should be back when you come back.
Oof. It definitely, listen.
That's it might idea. Be a new one. Fuck.
Right. It'll be that and more, I'm sure, by the time you get back. So you might as well take your moments to yourself.
That's right.
So thank you for listening to the podcast, mm-hmm. Friends at Home. Thanks for coming back. Sorry we were gone for a little bit. But as you know, life happens. And
make sure y'all get our workbook.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I was like, wait a minute.
Yo,
no,
damn.
I don't want. I got a little excited. I'm sorry.
She knows.
I'm sorry.
It.
I'm
you
sorry.
Being very
y'all.
Assertive today, Tisha. Very assertive.
I just. I'm sorry. I just got 300 more books into the house because we sold so many. I appreciate it, but I got to get some more of them out the house because my house is a storage spot right now, y'all. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Markia, finish up.
Because for Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yes, it is Mental Health Awareness Month. And again, to your point, to our point about this episode, you know, playing does really help keep your mental health in check. Like it does give you that little break and help you de-stress even just for a few minutes. But thanks again, I think, for listening to the podcast. Am I good to say that now?
Yeah, okay. I'm done.
Thanks again for listening to the podcast. Thanks for bearing with us while we were on our little hiatus. Again, life be lifing. And, you know, we would not be authentic if we didn't share that information with you all and let you know that, like, we didn't abandon you. Shit just be happening.
We was down. Say.
Yeah, a little bit down bad. I'm not going to hold you. But we're back. Okay. So you can find us on the internet if you want to keep up with us at Black Women Be Whole on the Instagram. Today is Sistership Saturday when we're recording this. So go check out our posts today or whenever you get a chance to check it out. Go to our website, blackwomenbewhole.com. We are also on the Book of Face, Facebook for all the
other folks.
I'll go to the Avid Facebook users. Also a Black Woman Be Whole. And of course, you're listening to this podcast. You can purchase a workbook, sign up for our newsletter. We got shit jumping off. Look at how far we've come in such a short amount of time, guys. This is very exciting. Started from the bottom, now we here. Hey, started from the bottom.
Thank you.
Hey, so thank you. Tune in again, and we hope you have a great week or, you know, whenever you listen to it. Hope you have a great day, and we'll catch you next time. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.